I'm Steve Scherer. You've probably heard the warning by now. King County Metro Transit may have to cut bus service by 17%. Last month, King County voters rejected Proposition 1, which was meant to stave off those cuts. If you're a bus rider, you might be nervous. If you're a driver, you might be nervous too. More people on the roads in their cars when the buses disappear. It asked voters, that proposition, to increase the car tab fee by $60 and raise the sales tax by 1.1%. Last week, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray unveiled a plan to save bus service in Seattle.
We must preserve bus service in this city along with key inner-city routes, and we will. And we know that this is what Seattle wants. Two-thirds of Seattle voters in last month's election said a very clear and loud yes to transit service.
Now there's another option to consider. City Council members Shama Sawant and Nick Licata have drawn up some changes to the mayor's proposal. They want to eliminate the sales tax increase, and instead, their proposal would shift the burden to employers. Pay a tax for every employee. Some of the funding would also come from increasing the tax on commercial parking garages. Nick Licata says he's proposing these changes because the sales tax is just too regressive.
Studies have shown that it creates a greater burden on lower-income people because it's essentially a flat tax. Taxes that we're talking about are either a commercial parking tax, which would be bumping up the charge, or what's referred to as a head tax, which is a very small tax on the per employee per business. We're talking about in the vicinity between $1 and probably $1.50 a month per employee. It's considered an amendment to the mayor's plan. If we don't adopt it, then we go forward with the sales tax. It's simple as that.
But you have also heard those same people say, look, in the end, you're putting an additional cost on me as an employer, and this could convince me in the aggregate to take my business out of the city.
Study after study has shown that businesses locate in cities not based on what their taxes. They're based on the kind of services they receive. They're based on the kind of infrastructure the city has. This is across the country, city after city. What we're doing here is making sure that we have great bus service to allow their employees and perhaps themselves to get to work without being stuck in traffic jams. And that has a definite economic financial benefit to businesses.
Say, why don't you think an employee head tax or a parking tax would have an impact on an employee's take-home salary, for example, that would be factored into what you're going to get paid now that you're asking the employer to put these taxes on them?
Employers are obviously going to do anything they want to do within the law regarding their employees. They also know that they're in a competitive market with other businesses serving similar clientele and providing similar services or products. If you find employers that are trying to run as cheap an operation as they can, eventually they find that they're not the most successful businesses. The most successful businesses are the ones that actually have the most productive workers. The most productive workers are the ones that actually have paid sick leave, that actually pay decent salaries. And same sort of analogy holds true for businesses. Businesses in cities in particular that have good services are the ones that have expanding businesses.
Nick, what's going on here? Why are we continuing to have these conversations about how we get our bus service funded? I mean, fundamentally, what do you feel is the problem?
It's really on a national scale. I mean, cities are trying in some ways to do the best they can. In some ways, they're in the forefront. States and federal government have pulled back from supporting urban centers. Urban centers now have something like 60-70% of the population in them. They're the economic engines for this country, and yet the programs that made the U.S. great were all based around our metropolitan areas, assuring that they, in fact, could function in a way that generated more jobs and generated a quality of life that attracted people to them. Seattle is just one city of many that's facing this crisis. we're fortunate that we have a growing economy, so we can afford to have some taxes here, like property taxes that other cities don't have, like some of the other taxes, the commercial parking taxes some cities don't have. And as a result, we continue to grow because we are tapping that wealth. It would be very short-sighted of us to think that just because we have economic growth, we don't have ongoing infrastructure needs or we don't have other social needs that have to be met with tax dollars.
That's City Councilmember Nick Licata. He and fellow Councilmember Kshama Sawant have drawn up some amendments to the mayor's plan to preserve bus service in Seattle. Those amendments will be taken up as the full council takes up the mayor's plans in the weeks ahead. This is The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.